We are in Birmingham to attend the launch of the IBSA World Games 2023. British Blind Sport were instrumental in bringing the games to the UK, and we have Sally with us. You're the chair of British Blind Sport, Sally?
Yes, that's right. I am. I've got the honour of being the chair and just been elected for my second term.
Congratulations. A bit of a coup for British Blind Sport getting involved in this and bringing the games, especially with, you know, COVID getting in the way as well.
Yeah, no, we were delighted when we were awarded the games, and it's been quite a kind of a slog to get here to this moment today. But Lena, our CEO, and myself thought it was really, really important to raise the profile of sport for people that are blind and visually impaired. Not many people know about sport for visually impaired people, and we think it's really important that we want to showcase how fantastic the athleticism, the passion and the commitment is. And also, we really want to get more people visually impaired to take part in sport and inspire them through this event.
There was a shocking stat earlier around the amount of blind and partially sighted people getting into sport. You know, the figure was incredibly low, and that's something which British Blind Sport, you know, that's kind of your bread and butter, isn't it? Getting more people involved in sport and activities.
Yeah, and we've usually just focused on getting people involved, the grassroots aspect, if you want to call it that, and we just thought it would be much more important if we could host the event and show blind and visually impaired people what they could achieve, to inspire them actually to take up sport. So we hope to address that statistic by hosting this event.
And you had some of the athletes on stage at the launch there telling their story. It's amazing just chatting to some of them about how sport has changed their lives, whether it's travel, you know, their confidence, their social circle even. You know, it does make a massive difference if, you know, even you want to take it to the pinnacle, you know, the elite status as well.
Yeah, no, I was really inspired by hearing all their stories today. But also what was really, really interesting to me was how they all felt that being here, having the event here and participating here and having the home crowd supporting them, how much that would raise their performance and feel proud to compete for their country.
Well, Sally will be covering the games when they are here, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.